Now hit me.
The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. You listen to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Thanks for tuning in. Hey, it's the, you know, it's time, it's summer. We're here. I think it probably starts next Friday or something, that 20th, 21st is the summer solstice, I think they call it. But at the end of the day, it's summer at my backyard, and we've been grilling and chilling for a lot of times already. So just wanted to talk a little bit about some easy, fun stuff when people drop in that you could put together. So, you know, where are you going with that, Bob?
Now, back to the John Deere.
Right,
see?
Yeah, right.
Well, we used to do some events at Dark Horse. And
it's in Marshall.
We got
Brewery.
To meet up with a fellow named Mad Jack, and he's come up here for events and just a great guy. And he was famous for making porchetta. And it's a pork belly and a pork loin with a bunch of great spices. And it's kind of a cool process, but I think the best part was just hanging out, watching that thing go around the rotisserie.
Right.
You know, because it's so, it's like, you know, that rotisserie machine I gave you, that portable one.
Yep.
When we used to take those to shows, we would literally just put Hillshire sausage, pre-smoked sausages, and vegetables on them and make, you know, long skewers full of real basic stuff. And we'd have a line that was like 50 feet long, 50 to 100 people at any point in time waiting in line for a little taste of that basic Eckrich sausage.
Yeah, right.
It's the view.
Right, it's the process.
It is.
Yep.
So this porchetta makes that same effect, and you're, you know, if you get a pork belly.
No, this was the one with the skin on.
Yes.
And you're going to have to go to your butcher like Sobey to get that. They aren't carried very many places.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. Then he in fact, I talked to him. I had to give him some warning. It took him a week to get them because they're a special order item. But you certainly can get them. They're available at the butcher shops, but he has to go to his supplier and ask for them because the skin is still on it.
So since the skin's on it, unless you just kill your own hogs, which is you could go up to somebody like Sages in Greenville who slaughters hogs, and they always have them too.
Sure.
Anyway, so this, we're not smoking it. We're roasting it on a rotisserie. So when you score it, you take like your favorite really sharp knife and you go across that skin in a crisscross diamond pattern. And just like you do with a ham when you're doing Rob Russell's best ham ever recipe, it's the same deal. You're just scoring down about maybe a quarter inch. And then you're also going to butterfly a pork loin. And if you've never butterflied a pork loin, it's really a pork chop, you know, without the bone on it. But look up a video on how to butterfly any kind of loin. It's the same process, probably the same knife, medium butcher knife, very sharp. And then you start on an angle going into the thing and you keep opening it up and you're unrolling it so it'll be like a pinwheel when you're done.
Right. And so you've got two pieces of meat that you're going to be marrying together. One is the pork belly with the skin on and the other is the pork loin. You're going to get two pieces of meat from the butcher. And Bob's going through the preparation process. So the belly, you said you score the skin side, and there's going to be a bunch of seasonings on it.
Yes, and you're gonna score it, and then you're gonna put a bunch of this rub on the outside as well, then flip it over, and put this rub on the inside.
Right.
And then I'm unsure. You were talking about some fresh fennel.
Yeah, and you know what? We'll post a recipe on the Grilling Guys. Mad Jack won't care.
Yeah.
And you can go on to grillingguys.com and get the details of this. But basically what you're doing is you're marrying these two meats together. There's a flavor profile that we're doing to put it together. And then it's trussed together. Once you butterfly that loin, you season it, and then you roll it right back up. And then you're wrapping that belly around it and trussing it with butcher's twine. Okay, you're going to run a skewer down the middle and you're going to put it on an offset fire, right? And on your, so if you, your charcoal grill or your gas grill, but mostly a charcoal grill is what this is for, is you're going to set the fire not directly under the roast, but off to the side, because you want to drip pan under it because that belly is going to render.
Oh, yeah.
And you don't want that hitting your coals because you'll get huge flare-ups.
Yep.
Right? And so basically, you're going to catch those drippings.
So you could do like maybe three or four bread pans if you had some old bread pans.
Yeah, right.
Might be a good way to do it.
Right. And because that belly is going to render, there's a lot of fat on there, mm-hmm. and as it continues to heat up, and you want it to do that because the idea is when it's all done, that pork belly with the skin on is going to be crispy. And there's technique here. You're going to be putting some additional salt on it throughout the cook and things. And Mad Jack's tip was just, you know, it's done when you can snap it with your fingernail and it's hard, you know, it clicks. If he said, if you will, then you'll know that that's done because
down in the Carolinas, they'll do hogs skin down like that and they'll score them and salt them.
Right.
But that's where the term cracklings comes
from.
That's
exactly right. And that's what you're looking for because at the end of the day, you're going to, when you serve it, you're going to take it apart. You're going to cut that belly up with the that crisped up skin on the outside, those cracklings. You're going to cut that up and then you're going to do slices of the loin, right? And you're going to make a little sandwich on it and you're going to sprinkle some of those cracklings on top of that slice of loin, put it on a nice like ciabatta bread. Oh my gosh, is
so,
that good?
So I'm thinking you could also, and I'm doing one tomorrow for my family.
Right.
So I'm going to practice before we do it for your event Monday. But so this rub has salt, and they recommend kosher salt, chili flakes, which I use a ton of, fennel seeds toasted, rosemary toasted. My cousin got toasted rosemary. Black pepper, lemon zest, and he's saying it's going to be several pounds of kosher salt and several pounds of fennel seed. So that's a lot of fennel.
Right, and it's fennel. It is.
But fennel is a mild herb. It's really a wonderful flavor. Right. It reminds me of like an acorn.
And he's using the seeds and the tops. So you got to go buy. Fennel is a bulb that has a long stalky top on it. And you want to use the tops in this. And again, we'll put the recipe on thegrillingguys.com because there is a little bit to do with this. This is not a slap it together. You're gonna spend a few minutes putting this thing together, but I'm telling you, it's worth it. They are so good.
And I'm thinking when you get this whole thing off, if you had, like I've got this big, long, it's almost a bread knife, and I use it for my brisket sometimes if I want to cut across the whole thing. I'm thinking a big, long, thin blade like that, and maybe what I'm going to try tomorrow is just shaving off slices of it so everybody gets the full pinwheel.
It all depends what you want to do with it when it's done, if you're going to serve it like a steak or put it on a sandwich or whatever you want to do. Sure. So we went down that road. I got a quick one for you, an easy little one. We talked about skinless, boneless chicken thighs. You can marinate them in anything you like. I talked about the Mr. Yoshida. Cut them in thin strips. Slide them onto a skewer and cook them like that. Then they're turned into like chicken satay. And then there's a peanut butter. You can look this up online. A satay sauce. You can go buy a peanut butter sauce in the store. But that teriyaki.
I don't know that I've ever had that.
That teriyaki with the combination of the peanut sauce is a fantastic flavor combination. Super easy
that
to do.
That sounds like a Chinese combination.
Yeah, I don't know. You probably should get you can get the sauce in an Asian market, certainly, but it might be in the big box store too. I don't know.
And
but
you called it a satay?
Chicken satay. And it's just thigh on a skewer. All right, Conrad's doing jumping jacks over there. I guess we're at the end of the segment.
Dang
so
it.
Coming up next, we're going to continue this mayhem and talk more about good stuff to eat. Stick with us. We'll be back.